MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Yeah, but then I don't like when people use this and go, that's why everybody hates America, trying to be deep. First of all, nobody hates America any more than they hate anybody else. How's that? They hate the person next to them more than they could ever hate us. Everybody hates everybody in the world, from what I can see. But now, because of globalization, two countries get into it, everybody else thinks they have to jump in the fight. Right now, the world has the atmosphere of a bar at 3:30 in the morning. A couple of years ago, what happened? Somebody just sly-wrapped us. We're in a bad mood. Somebody hit us. Somebody comes in the bar. The other country's telling us Iraq's in the parking lot. He says, he's got a gun. We're like, what? He's got a gun? We go outside. You got a gun? Let me search you. Get over here. He's like, I ain't going to search me. I don't have a gun. We know there's going to be a fight. We start looking for our friends. We look for France. She's our friend. She's not even in the bar. She's in the back smoking a cigarette, you know, talking shit about us. America, have you seen her lately? She got fat. It's hilarious, you know. We go, Germany, you like to fight. You haven't had a fight in 50 years. We're letting you back in the fight. Come on. I don't wish to be back in the fight. I have changed. The last fight, everyone ganged up on me, and I got some muzzle over less kicking, so I'm not full of this. Like, England, fight. England wants to fight. Yes. Yes. Summon your sinews. Conjure up your blood. Cry havoc. And let slip the dogs of war. Just curious, will France be joining us? Then Australia backs us up in every war. God bless those alcoholics, first of all. But, no, because they back us up in every policy we do, and they don't have to back anybody up in anything, because technically, are they part of the globe? No, of course not. I mean, there's six planets closer to us than Australia right now. You know, enough is enough. But they always show up for us. You know how they travel. 40 cartons of cigarettes nobody ever heard of, and 50 cases of beer nobody ever saw before. And they all got those cut-off 70s jeans that are too short. One of their balls is hanging out, but you think it's a pocket. You're like, is that a pocket, Australia? Come on. They're not even embarrassed. They're like, no worries, no worries, no worries. But they always show up for us. America, we need to help you. Thank you. I was just going to call. I didn't have his number. I'll be honest. We go outside. We're like, come on, Iraq. We're going to search you. Iraq won't let us search him. The whole world's watching, like, fight, you know, half horrified, half excited, you know. Iraq dares us to hit him. We hit him, knock him out. Everybody turns on us. You don't have to hit him so hard. Look at him. He's fucked up, man. We're like, the guy's got a gun. Relax. Let me just get the gun off him. It's probably in his jacket. Maybe it's in his pants, you know. These guys carry shit in their shoes. Remember the shoe ball? Did he hand it off to Syria? Somebody get Syria back here right now. I want to talk to Syria. And then the whole world is looking at us like, America, man, what did you do? What did you do? We go, fuck it. He was an asshole anyway. He should have kept his mouth shut.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else I can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Atomic lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. MoreLikeRadio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
It's questions you've always wanted to ask a transgendered person, but were too afraid to ask.
Question number one, Captain Crunch peanut butter or berry?
Why would that be the question you'd ask? Out of all the things you could ask them.
I don't know if it'd be insulting.
I just want to know if they think different than normal people.
What do you mean normal? Are you saying they're not normal?
Well,
I just want to see if they like peanut butter crunch. Obviously, they're a normal person.
I mean, as kids, they were probably so concerned about changing their gender that they weren't concerned about normal things that kids worry about, like what kind of cereal mom's going to bring home.
Here we go. A cisgender person is someone whose gender matches up with the sex that they were assigned at birth. Not normal, just common.
Question
for
two.
Transgender person calls straight people or just normal people cisgender.
Okay, question number two here from Western Echo in the chat. Toast or bagel? So that's something else we need to know.
What fruit changed your life?
I don't know how that applies.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com. Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were you stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Happy Tuesday, July 30th, 2013 to you all. I'm Joel Van Wingerden, here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Sarkeesian.
Hello.
Tiffany Miller.
Hello.
Renee Lopez.
She's not
here. Nope.
Okay. And Shim Heil.
Hello.
You guys are going to get in touch with us. Our number is 954-573-2780, or you can hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, and Tiffany, what's your Twitter?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's get you some followers.
TB Miller 76.
No. That one.
And BT Dubs, brah, I don't know what's going on with Ustream. Sorry. It's recording the video that we're doing, but for whatever reason, I think it's on Ustream's end, because I double-checked everything, and it's definitely on their end.
Okay. Well, either way.
Fuck up!
Normally, you could go to morelikeradio.com, hit the live tab at the top of the page, and see us live in all of our glory, but for whatever reason, it is not working tonight. So, you'll just get to hear our lovely voices, but, so you're saying it's recording, we can post it later.
Yeah, it'll be on YouTube. I mean, the video will be on YouTube later. So just go to youtube.com/hippojuicefilm and all the video will be up later for you guys to watch with your eyeballs.
Okay, cool. So we should stay on Hangout then, just so I can see what you're playing?
Yeah, of course, yes. Stay on it because, like I said, anyone that people listen via podcast that want to catch up on the video and see our shining, beautiful faces can't just go there. So anywho...
By the way, this is not Caravan Palace. This is Parav Stellar.
Ah.
I'm in like this 1920s modern techno kick. So
yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you've been on the electro swing kick for a while.
Electro swing, is that what they call it?
It's called electro swing.
Ah, I like
I'm
it.
Just getting into the electro swing when everyone's getting out of it. I'm a little behind.
You're so hip.
But we're not out of it though. We're still very much in it.
It's still now.
Yeah.
But when, electro swing. No, I meant electronic. Never mind.
Ah, that's the mistake you made right there.
Yeah.
I live under a dome. Shut up.
Minnesota.
Things are only cool now if they're a combination of two things.
Like a Pizza Hut and a Taco Bell.
Ah, yes.
That is two things. And that is awesome.
Okay.
So Dutch, Dutch called me in a frantic panic.
I'm moving today and tomorrow.
I finally
got a new spot. Well, this new spot that I have, I think I'm going to end up staying there for a couple of years. The place I'm in now is not that great. I mean, it's a nice interior, but the exterior is like just, eh. A lot of those people. Hold on, let me close the window before I start talking bad about the nerve here. I say those people, I mean like rednecks. So,
yeah, no, that's not what you meant.
But
that's not what
the window's closed now, so.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Oh,
that's
so now they can't hear you.
Yes. Yeah.
So no more habitual Joel moves every year because he can't settle on anything?
That's just it. I like this new place that I'm in now, and I did a little bit of research on it and whatnot, and it's pretty good price and good neighborhood.
When are you going to move in with your girlfriend?
Never.
Whoa, nah. Does she know this?
Ever. Well, she lives in Denver, and I live down here. So.
Oh, so that means you're never going to be able to move in together the rest of your life. You're never going to have a life together.
Until she decides to move in with you.
Well, she moves down here, then I'll move up to Denver. I have to be at least an hour away from her.
Is Kelly listening?
Yeah, she listens every week.
She's right in the chat room right now saying, nope.
Whoa, both of you agree that, okay.
Well, yeah,
that
makes sense. We're on the same page. So.
So you hate each other, but you like fucking each other.
That's basically what it is, Mitchell.
In a nutshell.
All right. Well, it's good. It's a good relationship.
I like it.
That's a good foundation for a long-term relationship.
Distance. Yeah. And sex only.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes.
At least Mitch and Sherry go hunting fucking Wolverines together.
Well, they moved in after they moved in after like 3 months of knowing each other.
That's
true. They had a common entrance of Dance of the Wooden Dolls.
It only felt like 3 months. It only felt like 3 months because Mitch was hyped for six months.
I forgot we don't have Ustream on, but my wooden doll is dancing.
Oh, people on YouTube will be able to see the doll. Anyway,
that's a great.
Remember,
part.
He hit the relationship.
He hit it for like at least how many months?
I hit it. It was like 3 months or something like that. I hit it specifically so Royce would not ruin it.
Specifically me.
Specifically you.
Me specifically. That's a
yes. You.
Shit.
Yes. You.
What would I have done? How would I have ruined it? I don't believe I would have. I'm a nice guy.
Well, I needed to check to see how she would fit in with you guys first, because if I recall correctly, the first time you ever talked to her, you asked her if she was ever fucked by any black guys.
Yeah, by any black guys in her asshole and face.
You did say.
If I remember correctly, which I do.
To be fair, I thought I was trying to help you out because I thought you would want to know. I'm being a friend, dude. I am being a friend.
You got a weird definition of friend.
I would like a thank you right now.
I'm not going to thank you.
Damn it.
I think we were dating for like a year. Before we moved in together.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but you guys plan on moving in as soon as your lease was up, and that was after the first 3 months.
Yeah, Dutch, but your lease is up, so why don't you move in with your
girlfriend?
Because
I hate my girlfriend.
Fair enough. Can't fight that.
All right, what's that? What's this about? Borgata Babes lawsuit. New legal case assesses discrimination based on sex, weight, and attractiveness.
Why don't you read it, and then you'll understand.
No, I'm just asking out loud with whoever
pulled
it.
And read it more clearly than you did just now.
I can't read tonight because I bit my tongue earlier.
You bit your tongue earlier.
Well, don't do that next time.
How did you bite your tongue?
How does anyone bite their tongue, stupid?
With your teeth?
Yes.
Well, that's fair.
Practice.
I don't think that's how it works. I think you got that metaphor.
All right. Yes. In Atlantic City, okay. You know what? I can't even. I'm starting off on the wrong foot. Someone else take the reins on this one. Hold on. I've been moving all day trying to get my shit, and tomorrow I have some people helping me out because I was gonna pay for movers, but apparently if you live in a third floor, they charge an extra dollar or $100 per floor. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to see if I can't bum a few friends to help me out.
Well,
so I've been running around like a mad person all day trying to get as much stuff moved over before I have some people come over help me tomorrow with just the furniture. That way I don't put them out. And it's I am exhausted, dude.
Dutch calls me frantically, of course, an hour before the show. Hey, dude, I can't do hip-hop just tomorrow because I'm moving, but I'm going to do the show tonight, but I've done no prep. So the first thing I do is I'm already on Skype with Mitch, and I'm like, hey, Mitch, Dutch says you need to do all the prep.
Well, no, it's like I gave him the whole rundown of, hey, dude, I'm moving to MacBook. And Royce's first question was, so what do you want from me?
Yeah, like, what do you want? Like, I get that.
I don't know. We've been doing radio for how many years now? Maybe that would be the first thing in your mind. Oh, Dutch can't do prep.
I know. I was like, yeah, so, like,
so what do you, how does this pertain to my life?
Like, that's cool. I'm not moving. I mean, so.
I'm self-centered. I love how self-centered you are.
I'm doing fine.
I have lost weight.
Thanks. Oh, so that's what your day was like? Let me tell you about my day.
I know. I hate that guy. Yay. I'm just saying things that don't even pertain to it. I know, Dutch. I know. Just the Obamacare, right? No, Royce, you're not listening to me.
The thing is, have you seen that commercial? Like the one where like the guy's trying to get people to help him move. Nobody's answering the phone. They're all making up excuses. And I don't want to be that guy. It's just I was gonna pay for movers.
I'm
but,
never that guy because I always have $50 and the access to go in front of a Home Depot and hire Mexicans.
See, that's the one thing I want.
Bam.
Well, thing is, I don't have a truck, so I had to like call a friend with a truck, get him to let me borrow his truck, but then couldn't help, so I had him borrowing his truck and other people to help me. It's just
That's why you never buy a truck, by the way, because your friends are always going
to always
have a truck. So don't ever buy a truck.
So
or just be a dick and say no like me. Like, no, you cannot.
I would just be a dick.
Yeah, the problem is I have a really nice couch that my dad, when he moved out of his place, he was just like, hey, you want a couch? And it's a super nice couch, but it's a hide-a-bed couch, which are always 50,000
pounds. They're always really light.
Oh my god, it's the worst thing in the world. So I'm moving that, and then just all this other shit furniture. I hate it.
That's fine. It's no problem. Mitch, you want to read the first story? So that you.
Yes, I will read it, and I'm going to read it exactly as it is written.
Awesome.
In at Atlantic City's Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa, like, cocktail waitresses are not just drink servers. They are, in the opinion of New Jersey Judge Nelson Johnson, sex objects.
Really?
Because the casino calls its waitresses the Borgata Babes.
Ooh,
their job description is part fashion model, part beverage server, part charming health hostess. And all impossibly lovely. When the Borgata... What's that?
They're not impossibly. They look good. They're not impossibly lovely.
They exist as human beings and have a look. Which means it's not impossible.
Yeah, it would be like they were hovering while they were hot. That's like that's impossible.
But even if they were hovering,
and hovering.
No, but see, if they were hovering while they were hot, they would still possibly be lovely.
Right. Well, fine.
Because if it was impossibly lovely, then they wouldn't be able to hover.
They would be.
You misread this, dummy. It says opossum lovely.
It is opossum.
They all have hairless tails.
Yes.
And they hang from their hairless tails on trees. I call the big one Bitey. Sorry, go ahead.
When the Borgata hires a new babe, it puts her on the scale, then requires her to weigh in periodically throughout her career to ensure that her weight does not increase by more than 7% of its initial poundage. If it does, the casino reserves the right to suspend the babe until she slims down.
By the way, I have no problem with this.
Good.
Because you have high rollers who don't feel like going all the way out to Vegas, so they go there, especially the Borgata, which is like the number one place out there, I'm assuming, in Atlantic City. Yes, that's a look. That's an environment they're trying to garner, I would assume.
Yeah, and when that's like
fat saying, Jersey slobs.
Yeah, that's like going to Hooters. If you gain too much weight, you're gonna get fired because that's part of the look. Exactly like you said, that is part of the job description. I would suck if you were an office worker and you gained 10 pounds and they fired you. Then I get it. Then it's like, what does my looks have to do with me fucking data entry?
By the way, back up a second. I wouldn't put Hooters up there because they have no problem hiring just fat and slobs. Working.
No, I think every girl looks like a fat slob in a Hooters outfit because it's so old.
No, what you should have said was, I think every girl's a fat slob except for Marie.
No, especially Marie.
Oh, just say every girl's a fat slob.
Oh, okay.
I just want some.
Just slimming it down more and more. Marie. Anyway.
No comment.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Last week, 22 of these babes lost a lawsuit against the casino.
Babes.
That's how it's written, man.
I'm reading it for
babes. I know, but I hate it.
All right, just replace them with babettes.
Yeah.
Last week, 22 of these babettes lost a lawsuit against the casino. They alleged that...
Replace it with babarinos, then.
No, don't do that.
They had alleged that the Borgata discriminated against them based on their weight and sex. Mail servers at the Borgata said they are not judged on their babeliness.
Or their poundage.
But they are judged on...
I did not make that one up.
But they babeliness? Are, but they are judged on their cockliness.
Yes.
Oh, true. So true.
But Judge Johnson found that the Borgata...
Johnson! I got it. That's awesome.
He's like a dick. Well, why did you just call you Judge Penis Guy? Better. Nailed him.
We found that the Borgata's requirements were legal because the Baberino label was applied to the waitress with that person's participation, he wrote.
By the way, the guy who wrote this hates the fact that he had to write this.
And he also hates using vowels correctly.
Plaintiffs cannot shed the label babe. They embrace it when they work for the Borgata. If you take a job as a babe, then you better stay a babe.
Ooh, ooh. Me and Marie could do what we do in public to annoy people. Babe.
Hey, babe.
Babe.
Oh,
babe.
God.
Babe. Babe. Babe.
I got enough of that when I was hanging out with you. It was the last time I was in Miami.
Babe.
Jesus
babe.
Christ.
Hey, babe.
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 And New York.
Babe.
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 Babe. What?
You're with me on this one.
Babe.
Oh, it's making me nauseous.
I'm just saying you're around it. It's just, ugh.
Yeah, but they're really not that bad.
No, we really aren't.
No, they are.
We were hamming it up for you. Seriously.
Why were you hamming it up for me?
They're pretty easygoing people.
Yeah,
I know, Dutch. Except for that. That's my point.
Well, yeah, they don't do that all the time. They just do that to piss you off.
All the time.
There's that. Really, and what's the other nonsense you guys put us through when you're in public? Or this is why I hit you. This is why.
Or like, that's why I made you get the abortion, Marie.
Fuck you. I wanted it anyways, you piece of shit.
And that was our anniversary.
You guys are
it's fun.
Just insufferable.
It doesn't make you don't think
entertaining at dinner, though.
You don't think that's fun?
Yes, I think it's hilarious hearing about it, but when I'm sitting next to you and I can't escape because and my face is getting red.
I know.
You know what's even more fun? Going to dinner, the people behind you start yelling at their kid named Chance, and I start going, you know what's a terrible kid's name? Chance.
what restaurant was that?
Talking about sex.
Oh, it was at the Wave. Two days ago. We go to the Wave
for Tiffany's birthday.
It's a nice restaurant.
Happy birthday, Tiffany.
Yeah. Thank you.
And this kid's there, and Marie's eagle fucking whatever. God, what has come hearing?
Was, like patting his food with his hands to get things off. I told Royce that every time I hear a kid who has a name that I know Royce doesn't like, I immediately look at him and start smiling because I know Royce is going to make this face like.
It's that we're eating, and then the kid has his iPad, right? And it's fine. I go, you're going to give the kid an iPad so he's, you know, calm during dinner. But then they don't mute it, so it's loud. So all you hear is, like, birds hitting things. So he's playing Angry Birds really loud and then screaming. And he goes, Chance, calm down, Chance. And me and Marie look at each other like, really? That's a dog's name. That is a dog's name. That is not a kid's name.
Oh, Homeward Bound.
Yes.
Michael J. Fox.
Yes. He bit me with his butt.
Come on.
Oh, that's right. That's a.
I love that part.
I didn't watch that movie.
And then he got really sad because then he got sick. Oh, I know.
Yes. But then he came back.
He did.
They should have just did the new girl, or not new girl, my girl route and just kill the dog for no reason whatsoever.
No.
Why? My girl was good. Macaulay Culkin died.
Yes, that's the good part.
Yeah, and he's still decomposing. Have you seen him?
Right.
He's fucking disgusting.
You're not allowed to kill animals in movies.
He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
And meanwhile, Dan Aykroyd's like, he's dead. He's dead. Don't worry about it. He's dead. You know, get over it already. Dear!
What are you come over here and deal with this bitch?
She doesn't understand death yet. I don't want to deal with this.
She grew up in a mortuary. How could she not understand?
But then Dan Aykroyd could like they could grab them with his proton pack and have them meet again. See,
problem
solved.
Mm.
And by the way, I learned today Dan Aykroyd has webbed toes. Did you know that?
No. Yes.
He has a video on YouTube showing his webbed toes. He's very weird.
Ew.
Yeah. That is creepy.
He also has his own vodka.
Well, that's
yes. I didn't know that.
Why does Dan Aykroyd have his own vodka?
Skullhead
and it does really well. It's like it's super expensive too. It's a shit in that you see in the liquor store in the skull. Yeah, yeah.
It's not bad. Why didn't he make a Conehead vodka?
That would have been better. The skull of Conehead.
Because he
little hokey though.
Looks like the weird stuff with aliens and the Mayans.
Scientology?
No, not even Scientology. He's just like obsessed with like UFOs and the idea of like the Mayans and
maybe
those,
should
like,
have been obsessed with like, his career after Ghostbusters.
Boom, that
because yes. That would have been much better instead of making Blues better. Brothers 2000. TSA reminds.
No, hold on, dude. Did you realize how far we got into that story? All right, Mitch, where do we leave off?
No, that's it. I mean, it's just
that's it, stupid.
Yeah, it's just the Borgata won a lawsuit that says that they can fire bitches if they're too fat.
Good.
Boom.
Disney has the same clause.
Yo. Speaking of grenades, the TSA reminds travelers to leave grenades at home. See that transition? The Jersey Shore word for grenade. Bam. You're welcome. Segway King.
Say,
y'all.
As a reminder for air passengers out there, one that you probably...
Was that good, Dutch? Did I do good?
That was 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon I ever saw it.
I'll just read it.
I'll take it.
Packing for a trip is hard, whether it's just a day or a few weeks. You've got to make sure and pack those little things. Okay, we know how trips work.
Wait, how do you pack a bag?
Transportation Security Administration officials, that's short for TSA, found a grenade in a carrying bag of a man traveling from Salt Lake City to Denver.
Did the TSA say that they would catch it for that person?
No, because Bruno Mars was off that day. The grenade was...
to be honest, dude. Okay, that was the first song that came up on my little thing here when I went to type it in, seeing if I had a sound effect for it, but I don't.
Of course you have that
sound
effect.
It's just Bruno Mars.
Let me see if I can play the video so I don't have to fucking talk.
It's always just Bruno Mars.
Because that would be great.
As a reminder for air passengers out there, one that you probably all knew already, but you cannot take grenades on airplanes. That's right. Agents found this grenade in a bag at Salt Lake International Airport. They did this over the weekend.
Airport, even.
Airport.
Officials say that the passenger had it inside their carry-on luggage. Now, even though the grenade is clearly old, rusted, and inert, you still cannot take it on board an aircraft. Explosive.
Give me one good reason.
That's the reason I'm giving you.
So Bruno Mars is an air marshal.
Materials and realistic replicas are simply not allowed.
Thank you for the reminder.
Well, you know, sometimes you need to send those out there, don't you?
Absolutely.
No, I'm going to give them that one. They were being really sarcastic. Yeah, thank you for the reminder, as if everybody doesn't already know.
Dutch, okay, I have a bit for you. We're going to get you a grenade, and we're going to have you get an airplane.
Dude, I told you, no more things in my asshole.
Oh, no, this is a different kind of airplane.
Oh!
We're going to do this. We're going to get a grenade, and we're going to make you try to fly across the country with it. And if you get arrested, we're going to pretend we never had this conversation. What do you think?
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
I think it's fun. Dutch, are you ready for fantasy football, bro?
Yeah. I haven't. Did the rookie draft already happen, by the way?
No, not yet, dummy.
By the way, Tiffany, tell Brett to relax.
Oh, my God. Why?
Oh, God, he's a...
Why? What happened?
He is a Hitler.
Yes, I know.
And he's Jewish.
And yet
really
I
weird.
Have to hear about it all the time.
By the way, for the listeners who don't know, that we're in a dynasty league with Dr. Brett, and he's the commissioner of the league, and man, is he a tyrant.
He really is.
I feel like he doesn't actually like put anything in capital letters, but I feel like he's screaming at me every email I
read. No, he's not. But to be
no,
fair,
I feel like it.
Last year we had to kick two people out of dynasty league because they were just dicks.
Yeah,
and you know I understand how it is because everyone's like, I don't think that trade is fair. That's not a fair trade,
dude. I understand the pressure, not pressure, but I understand the nonsense behind it because I ran a league last year between all my brothers, and man, that was annoying. But like it's like he's heading it off right now, going, I'm not putting up with your bullshit, you guys.
Good, you should. You should have seen. To be fair, you weren't there last season.
Yeah.
People were.
It got
there
bad.
There was a point where somebody threatened to fight him at their pizza shop.
Yeah, like, no.
I swear to God, this is a joke.
No joke.
Yeah.
This
so
man wanted
that's
to physically have a fight.
That's hilarious.
One of the people we got rid of for you to join the league.
Okay, no, that makes sense now because he's like, I'm not dealing with this. I'm going to be an asshole right at the beginning.
Yeah, because he's a guy wants to fight me at a pizza shop. He's like, it's a dynasty league. Guys, relax. This is the thing. What people don't realize, the buy-in is $25. This isn't a big buy-in.
Right.
It's not worth fucking fighting somebody at a pizza shop.
But I'll fight any of you guys for $100 if I
You're right.
Yeah.
Speaking of football, this is why I brought it up. Did you see Packers rookie Eddie Lacy, how much weight he put on? Look at the before and after in the chat, Dutch. Eddie Lacy. Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers.
Whoa.
Doing good.
Dude, he was, by the way, he's from Alabama. I know that. He was a great cornerback. And what the fuck?
Is he supposed to be that fat?
No. Cornerbacks are the guys that run lots.
Yeah. It says the Green Bay Packers were tired of their inconsistent running game over the last few seasons, so they look to do something about it with the authority to the draft, blah, blah, blah. Ted Thompson, I just want to see how much weight he gained. Wow, he looks like he put on a good amount.
How many pounds did he add over the course of, what was it, 1 year?
I'm trying to find out. He's supposed to weigh 230. He doesn't weigh. There's no way he weighs 230 now.
More like 230.
That is not a good time. How did he gain so much weight?
Marie.
Food? Probably Marie. Food.
Food is a good way. And alcohol. That's good for a dentist joke.
Well, you know, you can read the next story then, Marie, because you made me sad. I don't want to read it anymore.
Shut up, Marie.
Mail sent. So whatever, because, you know, that's it. Everyone's, I'm just trying to move on. And remember that wicked grenade segue I did earlier? And then you guys are all like...
See, I'm at a loss. I can't see anything.
Oh, my God.
I can't see anything. If you want me to read something, you have to tell me.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I did all the prep for Dutch, but, you know, Dutch can't help me out here.
I can't.
Help me out here, Dutch.
I bit my tongue, fuck.
You're speaking just fine.
Yeah, you don't sound like deformed.
Speaking of fat running backs.
Speaking of fat running backs that are deformed, did you see that giant 13-pound baby?
I was just getting to that. Thank you, Mitch. We're on the same page tonight. High five you
and
me.
High five.
Heard that.
All right.
The baby was born out of the woman's vagina.
Largest kid ever born without a C-section.
Yeah. How big was the mom?
The mom weighed 2 pounds.
It says she was 110 pounds.
The mom.
She's a small woman.
Was
no.
a praying
at the
mantis.
Time of birth.
Small woman.
No.
Yeah. At the time of birth.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was 110 pounds pregnant?
Pregnant.
Yep.
My mom was 115.
Let's see. At nearly a stone. Stone.
So
is
she was
weight.
Under 100 pounds without the baby.
I was lying.
It's all lies.
She is twice the weight of an average newborn girl. But even
what a fat baby!
More remarkable that Jasleen's mother managed to deliver her naturally without the need for a cesarean section. She was born
or a cesarean section.
Cesarean section.
I would love to hear back that, but no, it's fine. Look at how fat that baby is.
It'll ruin the recording if I try to do it.
Look at that fat baby.
But I'm sure Mitch will do it.
Where's that fat baby?
That fat baby.
That baby is so fat.
Are you looking at the fat baby?
Born on Friday in Leipzig, Germany.
Mitch, thanks.
Mitch, whatever. You got to turn the sound down.
I can't hear it then.
Baby's hand looks like a
don't
foot.
Don't try it.
Oh, my God. The baby has a foot hand.
The baby has a foot for a hand.
He's a sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
Fat baby.
Baby also has a head of hair.
His face, especially with that breathing apparatus, he looks like the pig heads in Angry Birds.
Look at that baby. That baby looks like
Is a sumo wrestler.
That baby looks like it was already born into some sort of Boston Union. Like already, look at it. It looks like it should have a hard hat and a denim shirt.
Her mother Maria, 31, who turned up at the hospital on the day of the birth. Of course, I'm glad she turned up on that day, said, I was somewhat shocked at her size. My 11-year-old daughter was a third of her weight, and my 2-year-old son was a little under that. Yep.
Oh, her tits are terrible.
She hasn't gone puberty.
Her tits, it was just born.
Look at the one inverted nipple.
It's not inverted, it's just fat.
There's a hole.
That's an inverted nipple.
Oh, I can't get up to go look again.
Oh, it's so gross.
Have you guys ever seen an inverted nipple, like a girl's inverted nipple?
No.
Weird.
Now I have to Google it.
Usually that happens when you breastfeed.
Oh, I don't want to.
She might have been a mother. I don't remember.
Oh, God, no.
Mm. Does happen.
How?
But how did the baby get so fat? Does anyone know?
I'm reading
cheese
down.
Cheese whiz?
No, that's cheese whiz.
Ew.
Hold on. Gestational diabetes?
That's possible.
Is that what that is? Yeah.
A lot of women wind up having diabetes when they're pregnant.
Diabetes?
Gestational diabetes is a type of diabetes that affects women during pregnancy. Up to 5% of women giving birth in England and Wales had the type of diabetes. Most of these
Wales.
She's so fat whale, baby.
Fucking fat, my God.
Fat whale, baby. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess that's the reason why the kid's so fat, had gestational diabetes.
Hey, Dutch, I have something fun from our friends in Newsy.
Who?
Just going to play it.
Are you going to play the video at all or no?
I didn't have time to do all that since I only got an hour prep before. So why don't you deal with
it? How much time do you normally take before?
And
it takes me 3 seconds.
Actually, Mitchell backed me up on this. We were having a station meeting about something right before the show, so we actually couldn't.
Are you going to fire me in a weird email now, too?
Oh, you idiot. It's really funny. You're such an asshole.
No, we're just going to fire you without the email.
Yeah. All right, let's play this.
Turns out Taylor Swift's biggest...
Tails!
Wow, Dutch knows your voice. I love it.
I scream it every time anything Newsy comes up.
No, it really is Tiddles.
Is it really? Yes. Yeah, Tiddles!
Turns out Taylor Swift's biggest fan is probably her oldest, too. A Boston radio station pulled the plug on its Taylor Swift's biggest fan contest when the winner was revealed as a 39-year-old named Charles. For contestants...
A 39-year-old...
named Charles. You know what's weird is I had this in my prep a couple weeks ago and we never got to it.
I know. I had it for prep 2 the other day and I never got to it. Okay, let's finish this. Let's finish this.
His biggest fan contest when the winner was revealed as a 39-year-old named Charles. For a contestant to win, people voted for users by visiting their unique link every 24 hours. If you think that sounds like an easy contest to rig, you're right. It all began when infamous image board 4chan targeted Charles.
Oh,
and
no. Of course.
Oh, 4chan.
4chan's the best.
4chan, what have you done?
Asked anonymous users to help, quote, give him a chance to crush all those girls' dreams. And then sniff Taylor Swift's hair because he's into that.
And then sniff Taylor Swift's hair because he's into that.
I love the things that these guys focus on. 4chan. Like, they'll have noble causes every once in a while, like, you know.
But for the most part, it's just these things.
Yes.
All right, it's fine.
If Taylor Swift's hair, because he's into that. The anonymous users obliged. By early Tuesday morning, Charles was in third place. And just a few hours later, he swiftly slid into...
Oh, Tittle.
Oh, Tittle, come on. What are you doing?
Tittle. Come on, Tittles.
You're better than that.
Better than that, Tits.
Tittles. We love Tittles, too, but come on.
Who's Tittles?
Nice.
Tittles is Logan a news girl. Yeah,
that's her name.
She's our
name
news. She's Tittles? Our news girl. Yeah, Logan Tittle.
Literally?
Yeah, yep. Logan Tittle.
Well, that's just pathetic.
No, it's not. She's super nice.
Does she have small boobs? Is that why?
No,
she's awesome.
She has average.
No, that's her actual given last name.
It's Tittles.
I would have changed it.
Oh, I'd be so weak. Tittles is nice though. Dutch is laughing because she called Dutch a 6.
Yeah, right to my face. It was great.
She called Dutch a 6 right to his stupid 6 face. Right to his stupid 6 face. I don't know if he's playing it.
First, aww. Though we aren't sure why the radio station canceled the contest, Charles seems like a pretty legit fan. 4chan has wormed its way into headlines for its online antics before, specifically related to Swift. Swift teamed up with a textbook rental company and pizza mogul Papa John's last year for a promotional concert at the campus with the most votes. 4chan couldn't pass up a chance to pull a prank and called on its ever loyal trolls to start casting votes. The results? Well, if the contest wasn't canceled, the singer would have performed at a school for the deaf and hard of hearing in Massachusetts.
She would have. We talked about this last year. I remember this. The 4chan made the school was deaf school, so they couldn't even hear her.
I like how
it was the Horace Mann School for the Deaf.
By the way, the 4chan called upon their list. No, it's not like one site called upon trolls to do it. It's a site of trolls, and they act as a mob. Like, I don't know if she understands that, but whoever wrote the script for her understands that concept.
Flash mob.
Yes.
Massachusetts. Yeah. So, let this be a lesson to those hosting online contests. You might want to add a disclaimer excluding 39-year-old guys named Charles from entering next time.
By the way, if they put that up and he's the one who won, what's the problem?
Yeah, that's true. If he did win, why would you not let
because
him?
Because if the radio station had any balls at all, they would do it and knowing it would make national headlines, thus getting their name in the papers. Dude.
Yeah, but
stations suck.
But then what happens when the guy kills Taylor Swift and then smells her hair?
Hell yeah, then it goes, okay, you know, 95.4, the buzz or whatever, you know. But by the way, which can never happen because that's an even number.
4.5, the buzz. I like that Dutch is now quoting HD radio stations.
Yeah. There is no positive numbers on the radio.
That's
5.4. I worked on radio for years, and I don't even know that. But you know what I mean? My point is that, like, they would be in the headlines. Their ratings would soar after that.
But no, they did
the right thing. They could make sweepers and be like, we're the ones who got Taylor Swift killed. Here's the 24/7 of the memorial on her birthday. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be great.
I knew you were trouble when you fucked it and sniffed my hair, yeah.
By the way, this is the good version. Mitch, did you make this one?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
How did it feel to be so close to John's butthole?
I think the answers are pretty.
Have you heard that before, Tiff?
No, I haven't.
That's right. I keep forgetting you were the one who was waxing John.
I was.
You were wearing an Asian like get up thing.
That's right. We made you wear a geisha get up.
You look like a geisha. Yeah, a geisha.
She made nothing. She showed up like that brought her own Brazilian wax. I did.
God, I forgot all about that.
I had the regular wax. She brought Brazilian wax and went all up in that backpack.
And I remember John kept saying, make sure you take it all off. And we were like, yeah, John, no problem. No problem. Then, as soon as we took 4 strips out, we left the rest of the wax on him and made him drive home with the wax on his chest.
I still don't understand the underwear. He brought this little Speedo thing. It had holes in it. I had it for years. Still wears
because
it, I'm sure.
It's John.
Fuck! That was one of them. Do you remember when you waxed his butthole? The sound he made?
That here. Was the best sound. It was his taint.
Oh, his taint. Here you go. Here's his taint scream. Brett laughing in the background. Brett's got a great laugh.
It's almost as if the first part of the scream was preemptive, and in the middle of it, he realized how much it hurt.
You know what? Here we go. I'm making a call here. Well,
why that scream changed.
When we go into break, I'm just going to play the full 2 minute. Like, okay. I isolated all of John's waxing screams together in a 2 minute little segment here. So going into break, we'll play that.
Apple's iPhone 5S will have a fingerprint scanner that could stop other people from accessing.
Shut up with the 5S. Why don't you just call it 6?
Because 5S, brah.
Because it's barely an upgrade.
The strongest indicator. Is that what it is? They're going to have a fingerprint scanner. Is anyone else scared now that the iPhone's going to have a fingerprint scanner?
No.
Is anyone scared that it's going to turn into Terminator and we'll die?
No, because I buy Android.
Even worse.
Why?
Because
it's Android.
Droid is in the name, stupid.
Yeah, and have you seen the commercials with the little red glowing eye?
Yeah, they're cool. That's why I bought them.
Yeah, but
I'm very easy to sway.
And there really is a Skynet.
But weren't the droids the good guys in the Rebel Wars? The Clone Wars? Like, the clones were the...
Clone
wait,
Wars?
Were the clones
that
the bad
Star
guys
Wars.
Or the good guys?
Well, the clones were the good guys in the beginning, and then they became the stormtroopers later on.
Both sides had droids.
True.
So you're that was kind of...
Yeah, droid is just like a thing. It's like saying both sides had black guys. Like, they both did.
Well, one side only had a black guy's voice.
Oh, yeah, and the other side, the black guy totally went turncoat on Han Solo, so fuck him.
Hey, Dutch.
How you doing, Chewbacca?
Dutch, speaking of droids, do you want to be freaked out?
Yes.
Do you? This is called singing Android.
I don't like this already. I'm looking at it, and I don't like it.
This
I don't like
dude,
it.
My God,
hold on, time out. Before you play, you know those clear masks you can get that have slight alterations?
I don't like it. It needs to go away.
All right.
I don't like it very much.
Explain it.
Have you seen The Conjuring? That looks similar.
This guy made his own robot.
Is that scary, by the way?
it's a little creepy. This guy made his own robot.
It was good. I liked it.
Now, Dutch, I know you like scary things, so let's play it.
I'm not good with scary things. You know that. I don't like this.
What's wrong?
This is scary.
This is
a Skrillex song?
Dude, no, you know I don't like this. Why do you do this to me, man? You know I'm bad with this shit.
So the beat drops.
I'm mad at you right now.
Beat drop.
Wait till the drums kick in, Dutch.
Holy
I don't like that faraway shot.
What?
Oh, it gets creepier, don't worry.
Is this a new horror movie?
Why is he turning his
Why
hand
does she
like
feel
that?
So fantastic? Oh my god. No. No, I'm done. I'm having nightmares.
You seem fantastic. Hey, hey, hey.
I don't like that she's telling me to run.
It's my turn with the sex bot.
This is...
Don't worry, it gets creepier, Dutch.
Dude, because I don't like this.
You're gonna like it more because
just
watch
keep playing it. Just play it. Don't stop it. Just I want to get through it.
You know, Dutch. I do like
here.
Her. I like her Bill Cosby sweater.
I would say more like Full House.
Yeah.
Tell me to run. Okay.
What?
I don't, dude. I'm out.
Now she's laying down.
I don't like this at all.
She's laying down.
Is this a new horror movie? Seriously?
No, it's not. It's just a guy made an android. Why are you guys so scared? I don't see what's so creepy about it.
What's not creepy about this, Royce?
She's chilling right now. Look how she's chilling, Dutch.
It's the overhead creep.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you know what?
What happened?
It's the creep lighting. It's the music.
It's the music.
It's upside down now, Dutch. Uh-oh.
It's the slow motion.
Uh-oh, now they're outside of the forest for no reason. What's happening?
What are they zooming in on? This is like an 80s horror movie. Is Michael Jackson going to come out?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, there she is again.
I don't like this.
This is weird. I don't like this.
What if they didn't have the music behind it? It's nighttime.
All right. Serious question.
Creepy.
Would you fuck it?
No. What?
Yes.
That actually reminds me of a conversation from earlier. Why does the house seem so small? Because she's huge.
It's in the depths of your mind now. That's the end of the video, bud. So now tonight.
Where did you find that? Why?
Why would you look for it?
I don't know. You don't ever look for cool videos?
Cool videos of scary fucking robots?
What's so scary about it?
It's not a robot. It's a mannequin, is it not?
It's an android.
Was he doing, like, stop motion to make his mouth move? That stuff just creeps me out. Like, why are you playing it again? I don't like this.
It's the new third mic on the show. Singing Android. It feels fantastic.
I don't like it.
Hey, Singing Android, what do you think about the new song?
Dude, I'm a complete pussy when it comes to anything weird like that. Like,
and you know the best part is that you're gonna be in a new house in a couple days, so it's gonna be a new environment, and you're gonna think of that robot. You're gonna think of that robot when you know when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're gonna go drink
right.
water.
I'm gonna hear.
Oh no! Run! A shadow of a lamp that's gonna look like the robot, and you're just gonna run to your room.
No, I'll just sit there and be like, "Fuck, waste, fucking asshole, What the point? Well, why would you do that? There's no point behind it.
What happens when we send that exact android to your house?
Oh, God, for his birthday! For his birthday, we'll buy it!
Oh, that's so creepy.
Hey, happy birthday, Joel. Hey,
you feel fantastic.
Hey, we're either going to send that or the robot from Rocky V, so you pick.
I haven't seen Rocky V, so.
Okay.
Wow. Is it better?
Or the robot Screech had. That for whatever reason was really smart.
Yeah, that was weird.
Wow, that's Punchy's posting some more androids in the chat. They're fucking creepy, dude.
Joel's a paranoid android is what he is.
I just don't... the last time we... Didn't we watch the Evil Dead trailer on the show?
Oh, yeah.
I think Kevin did a video of it. Mm-hmm. I'm a pussy when it comes to anything scary. Like whenever those the Conjuring things would come on TV, I couldn't change channel fast enough. I'm such a pussy.
Are you serious?
Such a vagina when it comes to.
That's funny. Scary stuff. I saw it. It was good.
People always. When I was in high school, girls always wanted to go see scary movies with me because
you know why?
Because I felt them. They said
you could feel them up.
No, exactly. No, sorry.
So they can crawl into.
Made them feel more comfortable about being scared because I was so much worse at being scared than they were. So they're like, okay, I'm not as scared as that guy. So they're like, oh no, come watch this movie because I'm doing oh. That I'm not joking. That's how I am in movie theaters. People hate sitting around me.
Please come down here so we can go to a movie.
I mean, I would love to do it. I like doing it, but I have the worst reactions to scary movies. I'm such a girl.
See, I'm just going to film you during the movie. That's going to be the next YouTube post.
That is such a baby.
I am such a pussy when it comes to scary. Right, well, I get so scared.
Speaking of between fake creepy and now real creepy, they're going to make the world's first lab-grown burger.
That's disgusting.
What?
Yes. The world's first test tube hamburger made from lab-grown meat will be served in London next Monday.
London?
I figured it'd be London.
London next Monday. August 5th.
How do they grow the bread, lettuce, pickles, onions?
The 5-ounce burger created by Mark.
They probably grow lettuce in a garden.
Sesame seed bun.
Yeah, they grow the lettuce in a garden. You don't need a clone meat.
Test tube lettuce?
Lettuce, yes.
Test
tube. The 5-ounce burger created by Mark Post from whatever university in the Netherlands will be fed to an unknown diner whose reaction will be seen in front of an invitational. By the way, his reaction is going to be that of Chris Farley when they gave him Taster's Choice coffee. You son of a bitch! Yes, Bree.
What if I want test tube sliders?
No, you cannot have only test tube burgers.
What about test tube chicken?
They don't have... It's only the burger, guys. There's
I want
only,
chicken strips.
You just have regular chicken strips.
No, I want them in a test tube.
They're not. First off, the burger. When you hear test tube, I don't. You guys must think it's like in a beaker or something. There's a burger in a beaker. That's not what they mean by that. It's not like a.
Is it
like,
tofu? It's.
That's not.
No, if it was grown in a test tube, it'd be more of a hot dog.
Yes, thank you, Mitch. Post isn't pursuing this project because he's a mad scientist. His ultimate goal is to develop a sustainable source of food that will meet the ever-growing demand for meat without destroying and depleting the limited resources on Earth. The process started with stem cells. So good, you're eating an you're basically eating abortion. First, muscle stem cells are harvested through a biopsy. From there, it's raised like any other living creature. Scientists feed it a steady diet of sugars, fats, and amino acids. The 1-inch strand of muscle is also exercised. According to the scientists, the muscle is stretched between two anchor points. Its innate tendency is to contract, causes it to put bulk. Yes, Marie.
Does it grow into an animal or does it grow into ground chuck?
I don't know exactly. Growing into small chunks
of
meat.
Is it chuck or sirloin?
Oh, yeah. It's
how lean is the fat?
It grows into small chunks of meat. They write 3,000 of these small chunks of meat are then fused together to create a normal-sized hamburger.
And by the way, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying that stem cells, that's usually coming out of cord blood from newborn babies.
And the muscle is grayish white color due to a lack of blood cells.
Do you know the reason why they're doing this is because they're trying to get people on board with stem cell research. So they're like, fuck, no one is going with this because they think we're still killing babies for this. All right. Let's make a hamburger because everybody likes hamburgers. So let's like make it, you know, out of this and be like, look,
I don't know.
It's
I'd rather
just
use
the same. So everybody who's Christian, get on board with, you know, progression of science, you assholes.
I'd rather have the stem cells be taking care of stroke victims than making fake hamburgers. That's my opinion.
I agree.
Or people that really need it.
Or making the Broncos quarterback awesome again.
I hope he tears both his ACLs. This isn't a new idea.
Will.
Years ago, NASA began experimenting with lab-grown meat so that astronauts might eventually have a new source of
lab-grown meat.
That was lame.
For long space voyages. In 2008...
You're lame.
The people of ethical treatment of animals... Hey, you know what I like to write? I'd be like... It's like, with PETA, I'm like, people eat tasty animals, and because I'm a fucking rebel. Announced $1 million reward for the first person to develop a commercially... A commercial fart.
Wow. The fact that you... What time is it? Hold on.
I marked it.
Oh, yeah. Both of them saying that at the same time was great.
Hi, Royce. Right about now, it's December, and you're going to be listening to this in a future botch list. You're welcome.
There was that, and then Marie and Tiffany saying that at the same time.
So, however, Post has certainly stolen all of attention when he announced he would have cultured enough beef to make a whole hamburger. Furthermore, the ambitious professor estimates we may see a lab-grown beef in grocery stores within many of our lifetimes.
Many of our lifetimes?
That's what it says. Within
how many
real
Buddhists?
That is weird.
Within the next 20 years, they say it's going to be normal to have lab-grown burgers.
Well, I don't want lab-grown burgers.
Yeah, except the meat glue they use causes cancer, so...
Oh, prove it!
And it's happening in London. You can't even give blood in the States.
Well, London already has horrible food, so they just figured exactly. Do it there. They won't, they won't notice if it's fucking horrible gray meat.
It's like, that's where Mad Cow started.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Fucking London.
That's why, no, seriously, you can't give blood if you're English or you've been in the country and had meat.
Whoa.
Well, back then, it's been
a
while.
No, it's today.
Still now.
Still. I have a friend of mine. Every time they ask her, she's like, I'm still English.
Dutch, now we know how to get out when people go, when they go, oh, can you like donate your blood? Just speak in a British accent. Be like, no, I can't do a British accent. But be like, no, I can't, but I'm British. Dutch, do a British
accent.
Well,
no, that's my, no, well, the thing is that I told you this before. If anybody wants me to sign a petition or a thing, my excuse automatically, sorry, I'm Canadian, and I just keep walking. You could still say,
No,
Canadian. No, that doesn't
work. But it takes him a minute or two to figure out that, like, well, he could have still signed.
Well, then you just go, eh?
Or, you know, here's another way for them to stop when they do a petition. Just have them explain everything. Oh, I'd love to explain it to me, but stand awkwardly close to them, like way in their...
like, really, I would only do that if someone was filming it.
Yeah, really close in their personal space, but be seem really interested.
Right.
Be like, yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. And then they keep stepping back until you have them pinned against something. Like, okay, I think I'll sign. Tell me a little more about this again.
And make sure you sniff their head.
Yeah, and just
really,
yeah, sniff it. Be like,
that'd be really weird.
Is that coconut? Is that coconut?
all things I would totally do if someone were filming, so like we would be able to use it later. But
speaking of filming things, so I had an idea, and I want.
Well, can you tell your idea in the microphone so people could hear it?
No.
What is it, Maria?
I would like to get in an elevator with a ton of balloons and a cake and then ride the elevator until somebody else gets in the elevator. And as soon as
and then you smash their faces with the cake.
Just say surprise.
And then you have a cake party.
But that seems like a lot of work for one gag.
And I play Journeys more than a feeling.
Why would you play that?
That's so weird. Well, because nobody would expect it.
You mean Boston, not Journey?
It's just no. Journeys, Don't Stop Believing. That one.
Well, Dutch, Mitch submitted for after the break a new We Are Better Than the Music. I think you're really going
to
like
it. I'm excited. I'm glad when you guys bring these things to the show and I'm not the one doing them.
What's it called, Mitch?
It is called Danny with a 4 for an A instead of an A.
4 for an A. Yeah, it's really good. Get ready for this one.
Well, that's
all right, Dutch, we'll be back. Take us a break, brah.
Don't you tell me when to take us a break. I'm going to take us a break. And especially stop calling me bra. Dude, I've expressed this to you. Hey. Stop it.
Knock, knock.
No, he is Brazier.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me, and I'll always be there.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn
that shit up. Hold it up.
Wow.
You're so red.
Our army! Chicken Papa John! Chicken bow!
That one took 4 pulls.
Why? John. Oh!
I could do another one.
Yeah,
do another
one.
Fuck! Chicken Papa John!
That's not a bad joke.
No, it's a victory pull.
What? Hey! No!
Can you see?
Unholy scream I've ever heard.
There's still more.
It sounds like an air take leaking.
It looks like a hairy scab, Marie.
You know, after watching this, I'm starting to agree with SOPA and PEEPA. Someone has to watch over the internet.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey everyone, it's John from the Hippo Juice Show. When I'm looking for all the latest gossip preteen boys talk about, I listen to Mark Out Radio, Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on morelikeradio.com. Now here's your Mark Out Radio moment of the week.
Listen, the match is already boring. When a match is boring, it's the announcer's job to assign it excitement. That's what you're there to do. If you don't believe me, go ask Joey Styles. Go ask Tony Schiavone. Go ask JR. If the match sucks, it is your job as the announcer to help put it over. Yes, the fans in the audience will not be privy to that, but the 4.8 million viewers at home are! Jesus Christ! Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, you need to be replaced. You're too comfortable and you suck at your jobs. Granted, you don't suck as much as the NXT announcers from this week, but you suck at your jobs.
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Conti's girlfriend. One thing I can always count on is when I listen to him on the show, he will never embarrass me. Until I heard him read some putrid poetry he wrote about some ex-girlfriend that broke his heart. Wah! What a pansy.
Years ago, I made some, I call them writings, because I don't want to call them poetry.
I call them writings.
I'm buying into that word.
No, don't, man.
Writings, Frank. They're writings.
The writings.
And the Ten Commandments are writings. You made poems.
Basically, it was a girl.
The
who,
writings of girl Joe Conti.
Girl who ripped my heart out. Uh-huh. And years
sure
ago, before we came here, I was sure it was a girl.
Uh-huh.
Before we came here, I thought it would be great radio to bring the writings in and do them on the air.
I keep saying writings.
And the vicious attack I got, the vicious beating that I took for... Yes, and well deserved. It. Yes,
yeah.
But I was telling these girls. But see, what everybody forgets is that I never sent
them
to
What's
her.
Your pen name, Edgar Allan Poe?
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Atomic lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
More like radio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Man Cave Radio Show.
Welcome to the Sully Show.
Masters of none.
Get ready for 360 on 420.
The No Name Show.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Welcome to Alcohol by Volume on morelikeradio.com.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Consume Radio. The Nerd Hour. You're listening to Live from the Morgue on MoreLikeRadio.com. Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Here's what I'd love. You want to join the discussion? Fine. I want to know your name, age, occupation, and level of education.
The thing about the internet is it's a populist tool.
Populists have names too. William Jennings Bryan, Will Rogers, me.
Will.
Unless you're deep throat or in the witness protection program, anonymity is cowardice. You're in a mob, you're lobbing smack from the cheap seats.
Don't we have bigger fish to fry than the...
Yes, but we can fry more than one fish at
a
time.
And how could we possibly verify someone's name, age, occupation, and level of education?
Neil?
We implement a third-party verification service.
All you had to say was, we can't, and the conversation would have been over.
So it is possible.
It's what the IRS uses when you're filing online.
Talk to me, Tonto.
You can do it if you want.
Oh, I want.
Won't the result be that nobody posts comments on our website anymore?
First of all, oh no, what will we do without feedback from Surrender Dorothy? And second, the result will be our website will ghettoize every other website. The result will be civility in the public square and a triumph of populism. I'm going to single-handedly fix the internet.
What could possibly go wrong?
Welcome back to the second hour of Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Twitters, Joel Dutch, Shim Heil, H. Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film. And, yes.
I'm impressed that you can talk over that. That is incredibly distracting.
What, music?
Yeah, the MIDI keyboard System of a Down song.
I'm a professional, Marie.
Are you slurry?
Now.
Here's
are
the thing. I wasn't a professional right before the break.
Myself and Mitch and Tiff and Marie, we're always just talking. Well, we know the break was played, but we're just all talking to each other because we don't want to leave Ustream without sound, so we're just making fun of you.
Could you pull that audio, by the way? Because I can't pull it because otherwise it would ruin the full recording. But it was
I can do. Let me
Let me get it real quick.
It was a seamless transition on my end. Here's what happened was, is that I was like really lowly. I turned down the send to you guys so you guys wouldn't hear it and get distracted while you guys were talking. But I was pulling like, you know, a spot. I was trying to like see what the level of John Scream stuff was. By the way, Tiffany, I played that at the first part of the break going in. All the John Screams were there. Of course you didn't hear it because I turned the send down to you and only had the send up to my headphones so nobody else could hear it. Well, then I turned back up the knob where everybody else could hear it, but not the send to you guys. So there was this awkward, like, I was outside smoking a cigarette and I get a text from Roy saying, hey, by the way, we can't hear the break. I was like, oh, oops. So I ran up here and turned the knob up. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll always be there, Dutch. Always. And that's where you hit the break, by the way.
Right there is where I nailed it, yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Break. Roycito, stop pew, yourself.
We thought you were walking away, Dutch.
Why is Dutch walking away?
We didn't know.
Dutch, go to break!
Oh, no. He's pulling out a cigarette.
Dutch!
His mouth and he's...
Dutch, go to break!
And I still see him a little bit. And he's gone. Uh-oh.
Awkward now.
Uh-oh.
Did you guys think that I didn't have it on my end on the recording? Did you guys just think I had the whole thing down?
No, we thought you were just being a dick and you just walked away.
All right, no, but then we figure it out.
I nailed the break, like, right on cue. The second you said, I'll always be there, and always, boom. I hit it and then walked away, and all the listening audience could hear it, but not you guys, apparently. So I apologize.
Well, Mitch sent
before we
this.
Go into anything, though.
No.
My girlfriend and I, like, I got Kelly into Newsroom, and she is addicted to it. And we.
What's on that show?
Wait, what?
I have a friend on that show.
Who's your friend?
Olivia Munn?
No.
Hook me up.
No. His name is Sean Brown. He's a little black guy. He's fun. He just finished doing a bit on True Blood, and I know he's doing stuff on Newsroom, and he's...
Well, hold on, now, like, doing something... I haven't seen any black people on that show, not that I can remember.
I haven't had a chance to watch to see what episodes he's doing, but you can Google him and look at his IMDb page.
Is he guy number three in the background kind of guy?
No, he's like...
What's his name?
Spot. His name is Sean Brown, S-H-A-U-N.
I've had his Facebook.
Yep.
He was on Newsroom?
Yep. He's a friend of mine. He did some stuff there. He's cool people. Check him out.
Okay, yeah, well, no.
I don't recognize him.
What I was going to say, though, is that, like, we love that show. And remember when we had intern Hubes?
Oh, yeah. He was in two episodes of The Newsroom. His name was Zach Dutch, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I don't think those ones have aired yet.
Well, the thing
I don't
is,
recognize
it might not have aired. I think one just...
Oh, so it's second season. Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Here's the thing. I want to watch second season, and the our old intern, Hubes, who used to give us his HBO Go account, doesn't work anymore for me. Do you guys have...
Yeah, me neither. No, it doesn't work for me either.
Son of a bitch.
I think he caught on to us.
If somebody could send...
Well, he sent it to us.
If somebody could let us borrow your HBO Go account, we'd appreciate it.
If I want to watch Newsroom.
Well, I've just been downloading it. So.
I try to download them. I can't find a clean torrent.
Really?
No. What I'm saying is I have HBO Go. If I can remember what my passwords are, I'll let you know.
Well, yeah, just it's free for anybody. You know, not free, but like you can use it anywhere. So, yeah, the thing is that like we're super into it. And you know, Kelly was like, I want to watch more because we downloaded the whole first season. And the second season obviously is going on right now.
Right.
So,
and it's amazing. I just got to say that
it's a great show. Here's my only problem with it: is Aaron Sorkin is such a liberal that like he took and it, aside from the writing and the acting, which is amazing, there's this undertone of anti Tea Party, anti right wing that goes on during the show. Which, you know, I can
that's every Aaron Sorkin show's like that.
Yeah, he's the worst. But the thing is, I can live with that. But it got to the point towards like the ninth episode in the first season where it's like, okay, dude. Like, and he tried to get away with it by saying that Will was a Republican, and he was just attacking his own party.
You know what I was excited about with Newsroom, and I was I got you guys into it. I was the first one that was
You did. I gave you 100% credit for that. And guy who needs credit all the time.
I was excited because I thought it was gonna.
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna make fun of both like MSNBC and Fox News, which I was excited for. Like, but it, you're right; it does lean to making fun of more one side than the other.
Oh, it's so much,
and that's just Sorkin.
Sorkin. By the way, you taking credit for shit? I was listening back just recently. I don't know why. I was at work, and I was like, you know what? I haven't listened through to the whole, because I listened to bits and pieces of the live broadcast you guys did when you guys were in New Jersey. And I was listening back to a lot of the stand-up comics who were great. So if you guys haven't listened back to that at all, just go. I'm sure it's probably still up, right?
It's on YouTube.
Right. Okay. There was at one point where Joe Connie was on stage, and he was doing a bit about like nicknames and people who give themselves nicknames or whatever. And, you know, he asked Punchy, he was like, you know, that's obviously not your God-given name. Who gave you that nickname? He said Royce. I distinctly remember me giving him that punch, that nickname.
No, sir, that is not true. That was a tag team. That's a tag team on both of our.
It wasn't a tag team. It was a me team. I was looking for it because I was like, I need to prove the fact that you kept calling him.
Did you find it?
No.
All right.
Because it was on the short-lived show of Royce and Falcone. Remember that show?
This Thursday, it's going to be replacing Fifth Circle till Mershkitz comes back from life. Seriously, not even kidding. Royce and Falcone will be on this Thursday.
Okay, well, the short-lived show.
Who called him Falcon Punch?
We both did.
You called him Falcon Punch, and I distinctly remember when I was trying to find it, I was like, you know what, dude? Falcon Punch is too long. Let's just shorten it up and call you Punchy. And you were like, yeah, let's just call you Punchy.
Okay, but that's like saying I called somebody Richard, and you're like, no, let's call him Dick. It's shorter. I still get credit for the nickname. You just made it shorter.
You said Falcon Punch, but the thing is he gave you credit for giving him a nickname that I gave him, and I gave no credit for it.
Punchy, call in. You will solve this right now, or we will not move on with the show, or you're fired also.
I distinctly remember the conversation, and then I'm listening to it, and I was like, wait a minute. That was me.
No, it was me.
And actually, it wasn't the other day. I actually listened to it. I listened to it originally when it first aired, and then I re-listened to it again the other day, and that reminded me to go, hey, wait a minute.
No, it was
you
me.
Said Riri.
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 Falcone Punch!
That's correct.
Sorry, I was looking for it. I couldn't find it.
Oh, I have it here. I just didn't press it, but...
Yeah, so there you go, Mitch. All that time wasted. Dutch had it the whole time. By the way, Mitch, did you ever give Dutch I Go to School drop? Because we've been waiting for that one for a while.
I got it.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
I got it a while ago.
Can we play We Are Better Than the Music now? Because I'm really excited for this.
Yes. Mitch, I can't wait.
Mitch, explain the video.
Unless Punchy Guy who got the nickname from me is going to call him.
Unless Punchy Guy who got the nickname from me is going to call.
Well, I haven't watched the video recently. All I remember is that it's some guy, and he has a really, really good singing voice.
Royce, are you going to play it on your end?
Yeah, I got it. I got the video.
You got it? Okay.
Here we go. Danny spelled with a four. Danny spelled with a four. And
like an A.
It's called Goodbye.
Oh, he's a little Indian kid.
I just want to say... goodbye. Goodbye to the people who hated on me.
Oh, no.
Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me.
Oh, no.
Goodbye. Goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Goodbye to the people who
loved
me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.
Now I need some changes in my life. Now I need to move on in life. Now it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to the people.
I don't know, Mark Danneram was a rapper first.
I like his hat that he has, like, you know, clipped into the side of his belt.
He's really cool.
Goodbye to everybody. Goodbye to
the He's breaking his auto-tune.
He literally is.
Goodbye to the people who trusted me.
I think what was the name of his song? I don't think he said it enough times.
I think it's Everybody.
Hello?
Right. Now, my life is you.
It's like, ow.
Now, what's that symbol behind him? Is that like the Indian version of Chrome?
It's like, ow.
What is this? I Heart Haters. Is that this I Heart Haters?
I used to be. Now just wanna leave. This city.
He has like a fat lesbian haircut.
Again, by just the people who hated on me.
Stonehenge?
Who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.
This goodbye is like to the people suicide note.
We're only halfway through the song, by the way.
That's just it. It sounds like a suicide note.
I just want to say congratulations to Apple for their first official music video shot entirely on their phone.
It really is.
Amazing.
Is he going to hang himself?
We can only
hope.
No,
he's just going on vacation.
Oh. Look at him sea walking.
I can't even see.
Goodbye.
Isn't that that guy from who was, what is that, American Idol?
No, it's just Kumar from Harold and Kumar.
They're all the same.
President now.
Crank it.
They will be there for you. What do
you?
I'll make it for you. I will make these will be strong. And
he's breaking his.
He stole it from Kanye.
Here's the thing, he has his autotune in the wrong key.
No, it's fine.
It's where he wants it.
You know what, Dutch? And not even to say that, you know that I think that android that I played earlier sings better than him. Seriously, the I Feel Fantastic android.
I
it's such a more, it's more heartwarming because that was like I Feel Fantastic, run, and this was like goodbye to everyone.
How many hits does this have on YouTube already?
Yeah, bitch, could you find
almost that? 2 million.
Really? Okay, yeah, he's definitely gonna be on Tosh.
I hate that video.
They're harmonizing.
They're pretty good. I like this fucking combo.
Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.
I do not have alcohol for this. It's like the attack of the passive aggressive whisper songs. They're suicidal, but they're happy about it.
Hey, it's like Dark Dutch. It's like Dark Side of the Rainbow.
Well, hold on. I think we have the tiebreaker calling in right now.
Okay, yes, tiebreaker calling in right now.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Punchy,
hey,
tell the truth.
Punchifer, who gave you the nickname?
Royce.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have any past Royce and Falcone episodes. I guarantee if you listen back to those, I was the one who said it. Guarantee.
No, I think you're wrong. I believe it was me. You know why? Because I have human interactions with other people. So
it was on the air, stupid.
I know it started as a whole like Falcon Punch.
Right, thing. That was Royce's thing. And I was like, we need to shorten this up.
No, I think you called them Falcon Punch and I said we need to shorten it up.
Mm-mm.
I think I said it.
No, Marine. They're adding another person.
Who I won. Just want my due credit, fuck.
A do, do, do. A da, da, da.
Is that Dutch. What I want to say to you?
I was going
to
say Dutch is an alcoholic, too. He's drinking two beers. Why are you drinking two different beers?
Well, this was the leftover rum and Coke.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I
ran out of Coke and I poured rum and I was like, oh, shit, I'm a Coke and it's strong and I don't feel like.
No, it says you have a drinking problem.
No, I do.
How long did it take them to install that breathalyzer?
It isn't a problem. I have it all figured out.
Fucking hate you, Dutch.
It's not good? You don't like that?
No. Yeah, give me goosebumps. Douche chills.
Really? Oh, no. I thought it was good.
That was worse. See, that what you just said there is equivalent to you watching that Android video.
Oh, yeah. That made me
uncomfortable. Hey, hey.
Run, run, run. Is that what you're saying?
Goodbye to the people that hate me. Hey, Mitch, what are the top comments? I need to know for the goodbye video.
Right. Okay. The
Punchy,
top.
You can hang around if you want.
That's not you. All right, cool.
Yeah. Go ahead. Top comment.
The top comment is his eyebrows are bigger than his career.
Okay, that's very funny.
I've never heard music so bad, what he meant to say is good, in his life.
Okay.
You must not be a D4 lever, like a Del lever.
Oh, he's like, deliver. He said,
I like that.
D4 lever.
That's very funny.
I bet if you played this at a funeral, the dead guy would come back to life just to kill himself again.
Okay, that's pretty mean.
Let's see.
All right, we got to get this guy signed to a record deal.
So hold on, did he have a friend film him, or did he just as a lonely guy that just set a camera up to?
No, he has someone. Someone's holding the camera.
Yeah, it's
like you can see all the weird Jello effects that they did from Stabilization. Someone was holding it.
You mean somebody's holding the iPhone, Mitch? Somebody's holding.
You know exactly what program they're using. You're such a.
Oh, I know exactly what they used on it. I can tell. Because when you have a really terrible video, you can only make it so much better. And when it's shot so bad that it wobbles back and forth, that's
right.
You know, you can't fix it at that
point. Well, in the same sense, I know that he's using Antares' version of AutoTune. But he's in the wrong key.
No, he's pretty good.
I'm trying to
think of a funny way to make fun of his hair, but I think God already did, so like there's not even a point.
Well, I'm seeing the wobble now, Mitch.
Yeah.
I see what you're talking about. Okay.
See, now that you see that, you'll never unsee it.
Holy shit. You know what he looks like? He looks like somebody cut a person, like their hair in the middle, and put half of one guy's hair in the front and half of another guy's hair in the back.
If you stare at the center thing that they're focusing on, everything wobbles left and right. Oh my God!
Right, I'm getting dizzy now.
Wow.
You can actually if you watch the news every now and then, you'll see that they apply that stabilization of their news clips, and you'll see that every now and then in the news clips that they play.
And can I say that Indian Stonehenge is pretty underwhelming?
What? It only has one.
It only has one thing.
I made that joke earlier.
Did you really? Because yeah. It seemed like mine was funnier.
Well, nobody heard it because I was talking over the music and you guys were...
That's what he looks like. He looks like Sonic the Hedgehog. That's what his hair looks like.
Oh, my God. What's up with the bangs?
Uh-oh, Dodge. The Red Devil 9820 says still better than One Direction.
No.
No. Find out where he lives. I will fight him.
Me too.
Anyways,
Dutch is about to make this like the end of Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back.
We're gonna kill a monkey. I don't remember that movie.
I don't remember that movie.
Will Ferrell.
What happened at the end?
They find the people talking shit on the internet's addresses and beat them up.
Oh, that's right. We poop shoot.
You don't know you're beautiful. You don't know you're beautiful. You light
up my world like nobody else. All right.
Tell you what, if you don't like that, then you are a stone cold bitch.
Did you guys see that video I posted at the party that I DJ'd not too long ago, and the entire crowd doing it? Which, by the way, I've seen a new phenomenon when I DJ parties. A phenom that
something like a phenomenon
where people there, you know, that
I think it's
either a Wii game or a Kinect game or both. It's like Dance Revolution, not Dance Revolution, but it's like a, what's it called? It's like a dance game where you have to do the moves that the dancers are doing on the screen to get points and, you know, whatever. And you're holding your Wii remote.
Did you get hammered on Saturday during Soul Train again?
No. This is a real thing. But I've noticed with parties that I'm DJing, if a song that was like popular on that video game comes up, people are doing the exact dances from the video game, like in unison in a line. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
By people, do you mean 15-year-olds?
Here, hold on. Let me see.
Dutch, I think you're talking about the game Just Dance.
Just Dance. There you go. Thank you. Just Dance. Here. Royce, it might be worth doing it. Just pull up some videos of Just Dance. You know, and let's just go with that one, One Direction.
Okay.
I only know about that game, Mitch, because when I worked in Target, that was literally one of the top-selling games constantly.
It is, and there you go. Now pull it up. It's
I'm going.
This is what you're doing. You're holding your Wii remotes, and you have four people doing it at one time. Now the dance you're seeing is what like lines of people will do based solely on this.
I'm doing it too, Dutch.
You're doing it too fast. When you walk through the door, don't need makeup
to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. My sister Rachel and all of her kids are addicted to this game. The only reason why I know about it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you lift your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know you're beautiful. Wow, this
great
is that
now.
This is hard to keep up with.
That's just it.
I love Just Dance.
Here, hold on. I'm gonna send you the video that I took. If I can find it, hold on. Let me go to my page.
I don't think I've.
Well, why you do that?
Isn't it great?
I don't have this one yet.
Marie, why don't we have this game?
I have it. I can bring it.
We'll bring it.
We will.
By the way, Just Dance, the franchise, is only legit if the next game has Fandangoing.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
I love Just Dance. You got it wrong.
To move on right. So they're doing this dance? See if you find it, Dutch. I want
to
see
it. Here you go. Yeah, it's this. Hold on. Are you in Hangout?
Yeah, just send me in Hangout.
I was posted there. I think it's on my Facebook page. See if that one works.
Will you do this dance at your wedding?
If we know it well enough, yeah.
I think it should be done.
One Direction dance party. Okay, I think I'm getting a Dutch one.
There you go. Now just look at the group of people all doing the exact same dance as the video game you're watching. It's like 40 people doing the same thing. But you gotta play it in high def.
They are doing. But I'll play it high def again. But they are doing the exact same dance from Stupid
Dude. And I see this every time I DJ. You'll see groups of people that know the game and do this.
No, but everybody knows the game here.
Right.
Okay, that's pretty good. All
right. Right. Well, now.
So I don't. What I don't understand is they just go into it and dance. Are there like. Do they do, like, on Guitar Hero, you can see what you know, the next keys are going to be?
Yeah,
they do show you.
Yeah, if you look at the thing underneath, it tells you.
There's, like,
you
a little thing right at the bottom.
It's a scroll.
Like, right-hand corner.
Right.
Not that I do this often to know these things.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm sure that whenever you're in dance clubs, Tiff, when you hear these things, you're like, ooh, I know how to dance this.
Totally, and I will rock out
But
with
that's totes cheating.
Is it cheating?
Yeah, it's cheating because
it's not cheating.
A computer taught you. It's not even a human.
Shh. Hey, you're the reason I almost got my ass kicked for trying to request One Direction because a girlfriend begged.
Yeah, but that's because you were trying to request it in an inner city club.
It was.
What's your fault?
It's really embarrassing.
I play at least 1 to 2 One Direction songs every time I DJ, and it gets that's a bringer backer. You know, like when the crowd starts.
Dropper.
It is.
That's when, you know, like when the crowd starts to leave the floor and you need a song to get everybody back on the floor and then you can go into another part of your set. That always works 100% of the time.
Always.
It's the greatest thing ever. God, I love that band.
They are awesome.
Just me and Tiffany, really?
Yeah, no, you're not going to. I don't care enough
about
it.
It's all right.
I know Marie likes it.
I do like it. I just got incredibly distracted all of a sudden.
Why is that?
What did you get distracted by?
Oh, did you see the thingy that I was, like, dealing with on this?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you were muttering about.
something about you. On, like, I got a weird, like, message on my phone from you, but it wasn't your number.
Well, then you're hacked. And
no, it's those stupid apps you keep wanting me to join.
Shut up, Tiffany! Marie, what did you get distracted by?
So I was looking on... No, I was looking at our analytics because I go through Google Analytics while our show's live, and I noticed that some
great.
Of the searches.
I love the fact that my co-host is doing that.
Well, I like to know our numbers sometimes, so I poke around, and I noticed that some search queries that got people to our site were
like
searching for the
queries.
Hottest.
Queries.
Yes.
Sorry.
Like queries. Weird. Some people were searching for the hottest men, and I was like, how the fuck are they getting to our site for searching the hottest men in radio?
Me. Oh, we had a hottest men contest going on.
Yay!
And had a Lust and Love Hottest Men contest that apparently is still pretty popular in Google search results if you query for it.
Oh, didn't that happen months ago?
It did, but the page is still there. It's still buried somewhere in the Lust and Love archives.
We need to resurrect that because I think those were false reports. Who actually won? I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
Dutch, we have a new comment in the Shampura Kids.
Oh, I love it.
Actually, we have many new comments.
While you pull it up, let me just explain real quick for anybody who might not know. We were talking, and you guys heard earlier, our awesome music segment. Or what do we call it now? We listen to better music than you segment.
Yeah.
We had this group called Tempura Kids, which is a group of kids out of Asia. Who did this creepy video. Well, creepy, but entertaining, colorful video with really annoying voices. We commented on it. Kevin put it up on YouTube, and for whatever reason, this particular thing has been getting a lot of heat and a lot of hate. So what's
and
the
every couple
one?
Every couple weeks, I like to update people on the comments. By the way, update now, 12 likes, 85 dislikes. here
we're doing
we go.
Good.
Here we go. From 1 week ago, you can laugh at these kids all you want, but the truth is that they'd outdo the average American kid in math, science, and overall intelligence.
Well, we're not laughing about that.
Well, that's just sad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dutch, and the next one you're really going to like, I think you got this one. This one's heartfelt. This is from the Living Dead one. You friggin' idiot. You're into Asian culture. You are a hypocrite. Don't laugh at what you have no idea about or dislike. Also, period, comma, period. To prove you know nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You refer to the lead dancer as a she airing a flute. That is a boy. That's like the fourth one now that they've said that. You like little boys, don't you, bearded clown? That's you're the bearded clown.
I'm a bearded clown.
Don't brag to be into ancient culture and then mock it and put it down. And yes, they get the first technology until companies think fat white guys, such as yourself, I think that's to me, might buy it if Asians like it, follower. And then he continues because he ran out of fucking characters. New post. Hey, guess what? While the rest of the world enjoys this type of music in J-pop, that's censored Japanese pop, and K-pop, that's Korean pop, tour all over, and to only some U.S. states like California and maybe New York for a Korean
New
festival.
New Yorkers hate this.
It's the new underground, and you are the last to know, numb nut. You only have one nut. You're not numb nuts. You're numb nut.
Oh.
All right. So that the Living Dead is...
Fuck,
I'm going to say Living Dead is a little...
Me.
A little mad at you, you bearded clown.
I think they made a lot of valid points about people being able to not have differing opinions and just that cultures are different.
Here it is, the next one.
By the way, before you go into that one, if I remember right, I think Marie was the most harsh, but for whatever reason, I'm the one getting smashed the most.
Marie's a girl. They won't do that.
Good point.
By the way, what did this band sound like?
They're really good. You want to hear them?
Yeah, I want to hear what these guys sound like.
Okay, Tempura Kids. Let me.
Well, just play the video you have pulled up, or just you know, skip forward. Yeah. By the way, I forgot entirely what we said about them.
Actually, an Asian.
Okay,
I apologize.
I'm not.
Let me get to the
video. I
want
to hear it.
It says if you pull like the.
So as you could see that's what we were
that's
making
what we're listening this, to. Yeah,
this guy did two posts attacking Dutch over this crap.
Hold on, but now we have more. There's more coming, guys.
Oh, I can't wait. Strap in.
What a hypocrite, people! Okay, I'm going to read this verbatim exactly how they wrote it. Okay, what a hypocrite, people you are. and pardon me, the rest is written in all caps. So dot 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 dot.
You got to scream it. Come on, that's a rule in the show. If you're reading anything...
You fucking idiot white people, fuck!
Wait, well, that was called for.
Hold on, read it again, but closer to the mic because I didn't hear a word you said.
You are the biggest fucking idiot white people, fuck!
Wow. Now notice, he worded it that way as he was calling Dutch an idiot.
Well, the next one is... once again, verbatim.
By the way, why am I the attack of all these things? Just because my face is prominently on the screen, you guys are also on screen. You guys didn't get made fun of at all.
Look
no,
at
I'm
you.
Not on the screen.
The next one. We are, once again, verbatim, we are all have the weirdest things in ourselves.
Winner. That I one is the best.
I think a fortune cookie hacked our account. The next one. Once again, verbatim. Yeah, like you said, it's not American taste, so just shut your big mouth for having bad comment, okay?
What?
I'm verbatim.
I don't even know how to make fun of these comments. They just don't even make sense grammatically.
Some of these comments remind me of just robots speaking.
Oh, what? You want to hear Android singing? The next one. From My Life Seems So Dark. What an emo name. You just don't know what you're talking about, .. And those are the updates for this week.
I like that we're ignorant.
Oh, by the way, we have a Spanish comment. We have a Spanish comment, and I'll translate it. I will translate
it. First, read in Spanish.
¿Qué tardo eres? Translated, how retarded are you? From Eva Garcia Jimenez.
Okay, you know what? From now on, or at least let's just say for the month of August.
Okay.
That's four shows for DNR. Every segment of We Listen to Better Music Than You has to be either J or K-pop.
I'm down.
And then Kevin has to do a video of each one. I want to see how many of these, because this has gotten a retarded amount of traction. Oh, I can't believe this.
Well, hey, don't forget the 85 hates. Thumb down.
This is ridiculous. Because it's just, we were just goofing on it. And people get so mad at us.
And you know what? It deserved to be goofed on. It literally is the worst thing I've ever heard in music.
But apparently you don't know what you're talking about. Or
for children,
you
they know
retarded
dance.
American fuck or whatever it was that he said.
Oh, dance good.
They dance good.
And the one comment like was him saying how calling you out for appreciating Asian culture yet ripping that music.
You know what? Those pros. Okay, let me. I feel that a lot of.
Are you? I love Marie's. Marie's like, start with a thought. Wait, oh, no, I should rate it back. Let's start over with the lip smack. I feel. Go ahead, Marie.
I feel that the people that are making negative comments about our opinion on whether or not we like a song are probably masturbating to these 5-year-olds.
That's what we say every week, too, when we read their comments. We're like, that has to be just something. And actually, we've pulled up their profile, and it's just like some fat slob.
They are probably so attracted to those children.
And probably
because
we
why
keep,
on earth would they defend them so well?
We keep getting texts, too, of people saying, that's a dude, not a chick. I'm like, okay, sorry. Look at it.
It's wearing a dress, and that's a problem.
Don't dress a little Asian boy in a dress.
Hold on.
You're girly enough as it is.
I know, they're very smooth.
They have another one out? All right.
What's the other one?
This might be worth playing, Royce. Hold on.
Can you send it to me? Yeah, send it to me in Hangout. I'll grab it.
Got it. Paste. There you go.
Anyone else hear these negative comments? And
what, Hammy? Punchy?
Fatso?
Whatever, fatty.
Hey, Net Zero, fix your internet.
Yeah.
All right, I got it here.
All right, here we go. This one's called Temper Kids One Step.
Super Fun Time Happy Video Song.
Okay, they're humping the air. Okay, you know, excuse me for thinking that thing is a girl.
Yeah, apparently I can't tell the difference.
Side to side, side to side. Is that ripping off Usher?
No, see. Turn it up.
I'm going to say now.
What are we watching?
Dutch, you just don't understand the Asian culture and how Asian men like to have
this
sex.
This is a pedophile video. We see little boys, according to the comments we had from the last time we talked about these kids. These are supposed to be little boys running around in golden, like, flesh-colored tights.
Only one of them's a boy. Only the one in the middle's a boy.
How do you tell?
Because, see, the penis.
He's the one with the green stripe over his dick. The rest of them have it just kind of sitting up above it. Okay, I get it.
All I'm saying is this is the weirdest Washington Mutual commercial I've ever seen.
Now, what exactly are they singing about?
Actually, about Pearl Harbor.
And a lot of genocide.
Wow.
I knew.
It's a political message about like the fact that people need help after that whole tsunami. Mm.
And also, gays should get married.
Okay, now, if they're supposed to be dudes, why are they wearing like shoulder pads and they have titties?
Okay, understand, four of them are girls and one of them is a boy. The middle one's a
boy. How do you know?
The penis.
How do you see it?
I mean, I'm assuming it has a penis because it's a boy.
But
it's,
how do you know it's a boy?
But it's so small.
Because it's wearing a different color shirt. That's how I know.
Asians are
just... That's how you're basing it? Not that maybe he's the lead singer?
Really? Nope. This is what we're getting so much heat on YouTube. Is the fact we made fun of these kids. But look at it. Turn it up, Royce.
We made fun of children.
Look how American their socks are.
And shoulder pads.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they don't play football over there. And if they do, it's not very good.
I like them. I think they're singing their little J-pop hearts out. And since Japanese people don't get sarcasm, they'll think I'm complimenting them.
Could you turn it up a little bit more?
Sure.
Oh, now it's shifted.
Oh my God, mind blown. Things changed.
Oh, key changed, but it's down. You know how, like, American bands will do a key change that's, like, a half a step higher? They go lower.
Whoa!
They're bringing it down. Here we go.
Tell me you're wrong. They're great dancers. But what the fuck is
Dutch,
going on
here? I feel like I just won Super Metroid. I just killed Mother Brain.
You hear this song when you realize Samus is a woman.
I know, seriously.
Louder, dude. I want to bump to this.
I'll give them this. It's happy. It's a very happy sound.
How many American businessmen who travel to these countries on a regular basis are jerking off to this video?
I say one thing, though. Now my ears know how the dolphins in the cove
feel. Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
You know how Americans have generational opinions on what's good music?
Yes.
Like, our parents probably think, you know, classic rock is what's good and what we listen to is garbage and whatnot. Do Japanese all ages find this good, or is it just the younger kids and there's older Japanese people that are like, hey, in my day,
what do you think?
We liked kabuki theater.
Yeah, that's a good point, Marie. What does Japanese classic rock sound like?
Well, or do they even have it?
That's my point.
Yeah, what do you think, bearded clown? I'm curious what bearded clown thinks.
I don't even know. Like, it's so far away from our culture, and I understand that, and everybody on those stupid comments keep telling me how far away I am from that. Even though majority of the trash was coming from Marie and Royce.
Not me. They don't just look at them. It's sarcasm. Me. That's their fault.
I think we should re-listen to that.
I enjoyed all of it. They said no bad things.
By the way, if you guys want to see the video of us commenting on it, just type in Tempura Kids Annoying. It'll come up. It comes up immediately. So yeah. Tempura Kids Annoying Music Dutch and Royce. So just put all those things up. It'll come up.
By the way, I love how the least bearded on the show is called the bearded clown.
Yeah, no, seriously, Dutch is the least
bearded. What the fuck is that about?
You bearded clown.
Here's the difference, though. Like, this is a 1 week without shaving for me, so I think they kind of sense that in that advanced culture. They're like, oh, he grows his beard faster than everybody else.
I don't think Dutch.
No, dude, they could see into my soul.
You take Dutch. First off, you're once again, this is the third time you've confusing Japanese people with vampires. I can tell you, it's not the same thing. They're both pale. They both have dark hair, but only one of them cannot be out in the sun.
But you can see my confusion, right?
Obviously, I see your confusion. Look at that video. They have to be some sort of supernatural.
Dude, I don't know what that is, but that's not fucking... I don't know what...
Me honey, hoody, honey, ding, dong,
it's just, it's ridiculous. What do I not get from that? Like, why do I keep getting trashed, or why do we keep getting trashed of not getting something? Like,
well, I get it. I get, what you don't get? Well, I'll explain. What I get is like these little boy Grahishis are trying to explain themselves
boy, girl,
and understand that if they don't do this within 2 years, you're going to see their pixelated vaginas in some sort of fucking sex site. So I get it. The country's horrible. So they'd rather wear toxic leg paint and glow in the dark than fucking have to.
Do you think that's what that is? Is that leg paint or are they wearing tights? I can't tell.
Look, I'll tell you what they're wearing. They're wearing their hearts on their sleeves, and you need to be more appreciative.
And it's
of that.
Like they have like designer lipstick on.
How would you know it's designer, Dutch?
Because it's design, dude. You can see it's like, you know, see those girls who take a long time doing their nails, and it's like a polka dot type thing. That's what's going on in their mouths. And by the way, I think you're right. I think it's painted legs. I'm looking at it now. Oh God, this is a pedophile's dream. Why don't people understand this? And by the way, I'm sure half those queers that were commenting on the last time that we were yelling about this were just fat white guys who were attempting to like get into that culture.
Well, look, I think that maybe what we should do is, like you said, Dutch, let's bring some new J-pop stuff up and K-pop stuff up.
Oh, I bring K-pop all the time. I love it. Remember when I played that one song by the girl who was in that one video with Psy?
The Gangnam Style?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
The other girl. I love her. Yeah, that was the one Mersh had a boner for because she actually had a nice ass. Remember that?
Hey, yeah, Dutch. She's like a redhead, right?
Yes.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
She's the greatest.
You want to? I bet you I could give you douche chills right now.
Oh, no.
What?
I bet you I can. Try,
God.
This is already to the point now where if it gives you douche chills if you hear it. Here you go. This is just for you, Dutch.
I feel like dancing, to be honest.
I still like it.
Really? You still like
not
it?
Done yet. Not done.
Keep playing it.
You have to watch that YouTube now, guys.
Opa Gangnam Style. Watch me rock this shit.
Opa Gangnam Style.
Opa Gangnam Style. He's doing the horsey.
Gangnam Style. Opa Gangnam Style. Opa Gangnam Style.
Oh God, this is great. That's really good at the dance. Too good.
Oh shit, yeah.
All right. Dutch.
Is it sad?
We're done.
Is it sad that I looked at Royce and Tiffany the other day and I go, I cannot wait for the new Gangnam Style that's going to be around in February.
Have you not heard his latest song?
No, it's probably terrible.
Hold on. It's called Royce. Just look it up. It's fast if you do it. Just Psy Gentleman.
Well, I didn't mean specifically.
I heard it. It was terrible.
Building. I didn't mean specifically Psy. I mean the next big stupid ass song that just goes viral across
the world. I love these things, by the way. They're so retarded, but it's so much fun for me.
Hey, this already has 500 million views.
Yes.
Pull the video up. It's actually hilarious.
Is this a video where he's in the office?
It's the same dude. This guy's got a good sense of humor. His videos are always ridiculous like this.
Yeah, remember when he wanted to kill U.S. troops and that was hilarious.
Well, I think it's a little overblown, what you're saying.
Why is that overblown? He did say it.
I didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He was against the war.
No, he was against troops. He wanted them dead. You want to bet money? I'll bet money on it.
100% money.
Well, Royce, remember, Dutch is also against the troop.
Oh, that's true. What is this?
It's a sideways version.
Oh, yes. This
of
is
the other song.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. He's like in an office building and he's jumping on cars.
500 million views. Oh, there she is, Hyuna.
This is terrible.
Hold on, wait for the chorus.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucker gentleman.
I like it, but the dances are very similar to the other song.
He only has one dance move.
You know, think that's funny? He's like playing soccer with a bunch of little kids and just kicking their asses and just screaming about it.
It's funny that his whole video is about him being a dick to everyone.
It's hilarious.
It's kind of funny.
It's actually very funny. And every shot he's in a different ridiculous suit. Like, this guy's great.
You know somebody's good when they go across cultures and people understand it and love it.
Because I'm sure over there, it's retardedly funny. You gotta say, the guy found a niche for himself.
Did he say wet side?
Wet sigh. But he realized it was close enough.
Got it.
Which makes it funny.
All right,
still hate it?
I kind of like it.
I like it.
It's funny because it's so ridiculous.
I can't stop dancing.
He's doing like a hand in the chin thing, but he still swings. I like that move. He still does the horse flap thing.
Sort of, and then he like grabs his dick and like pumps his his groin forward. It's very funny.
I liked it.
I like that. It's fun. I listen to that stuff. I like it.
You got lucky, Dutch.
But he posted that back in
April.
I got
lucky?
Yeah, you got lucky.
Oh, yeah, because 500 million people would be wrong.
Well, look how many dislikes it has.
Well, everything that has that many.
That's not true. What's the number one comment, Mitch? Mitch was falling asleep. I could tell. I was looking at him in the little screen, knowing he was like looking at the clock on 3 minutes left. So that's why I had to do this thing.
I did look at the clock.
I know.
Oh my God, Mitchell, come on, man.
Put him on the.
Was tonight's show not fun for you?
What's the number one comment, Mitch?
Number one comment. Being rewarded to respond to fast-paced surveys from home has enabled my mother to quit working and earn 10 to 20 U.S. dollars for 10 minutes.
That's that number one?
Two likes.
That's really weird. Why would that be the number one?
Yeah, a lot of these comments make no sense. Awesome.
All right. Let's get out of here, everybody.
Oh, by the way, real quick, before Dr. B says, tell Dutch fuck you for calling me a fantasy Nazi. he always asks me when the rookie draft is. And he asks when the rookie draft is Sunday and then picks up rookies and asks me when the draft is. Are you picking up rookies, dipshit?
Oh, shit. It already happened?
Hold on. Because now I want Brent to defend himself because you were talking shit earlier.
No. Here's what it was. I thought I'm not familiar. Hold on. I'm not familiar with Yahoo, so I put a whole bunch. If I missed the rookie draft for whatever reason, I put a whole bunch on my watch list. And you know, if whatever reason, you know, I put a shitload of them on my watch list, hoping that if I missed it, they would just get drafted automatically. Is that not what I did?
No, I'm gonna. We're not leaving until Brett calls in because Brett. I want this resolved.
That's what I thought I did. What's he talking about? I'm trying to pick up. I can't pick him up yet because the draft hasn't happened yet, Brett.
don't yell at us.
Dr. B, call in.
He asked me when the rookie draft is Sunday. Then he picks up rookies and asks me when the draft is again. That's so Dutch.
Okay, I said. What?
He needs to call in
because I might have asked him, okay, when are we doing it? Then I put a bunch on my watch list and I said, oh, okay, when is the actual
one? Doesn't want to call in.
Aww. Brett, you fuck.
Aww.
What's wrong with you?
Aww.
Just do it. He's like, he doesn't even respond. It's just like, nah.
What do you mean, nah? Don't trash me in text and then just leave it open like that, you ass. Dr. B, call in.
He's probably not gonna.
He needs psychological advice.
So he's probably trying to sleep.
Like, we all haven't had really long days.
Yeah, I've had the longest day ever, and I'm still in the air.
All right, let's
get out of here. All right. Maria, why are you better?
Because I'm looking forward to watching Sad Cat Diary on YouTube after the show's over.
Woo!
Tiffany, why are you better?
Because I got turned down for an audition today because I'm way too awesome for them.
There you go. Good job. Mitchell.
I am better than you because I gave Punchy his name.
Roy. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Punchy, you're still there. Go ahead.
I'm better than you because Fernandezing will be this year's champions in the Dynasty League.
Too bad you actually have him.
Nice.
Royce, go ahead.
I am better than you because I can pay attention to simple fantasy rules.
I'm not doing this right now.
Why you took it personal? I was just saying myself. Whoa, I didn't mean that towards you. That's just, I'm good at
fantasy. Of course it was. Why would it be mean anything else?
I was just happening to bring it up.
And I'm better than you because apparently now I'm a bearded clown. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Anything to plug real quick?
Yes, Royce and Falcone Thursday. We'll be filling in for Fifth Circle until Merce comes back to the land of the living.
So get ready for an hour or 2 hours of bore. And
hold on. From Brett is why I'm better than you from text message. Why I'm better is because I remember the answers to questions I ask. So, you know, Brett, I think Brett wins there.
I need proof because that's not what happened. He's just being a dick right now. I love that guy, but he's being a dick.
That's fine.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Dustin Royce.
Bye.